Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Friday edition of the show.
Yeah.
Here to wrap up the week, take care of y'all, have some fun with some serious comedy to start your day. We'll take it to the top of the hour. We'll get to a lot today. We got to get into our schedule. We got some new programs going on this weekend for you. Got a lot going on in town we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. And for those that did not hear, we had a legend pass away just a little bit ago. Dame Maggie Smith has passed away at the age of 89.
Mm.
So, we talked about this a little bit ago, but certainly will be missed, will be thought of. And encourage you to take in her work. And if you get a chance, go ahead and check out her interviews, everybody. just pull up almost any interview of hers, and you are going to be just, you're going to, if you already liked her, especially, you're going to really
like
really
her even
enjoy
more.
Her.
Yeah.
We segue into, with no segue possible, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
They announced their list of special guests for next month induction ceremony. That'll be taking place a little bit later in the month, next month. It includes the ceremony, Busta Rhymes, Dr. Dre, Demi Lovato, James Taylor, Jelly Roll, Julia Roberts, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Roger Daltrey, Sammy Hagar, Slash, and The Roots.
Wow.
Did you say Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
I'm
a little out of left field there.
Yeah. And it's unclear who is a presenter and who is an inductee and who is performing.
It's a mess of people.
I love the idea Julia Roberts is going to start a music career. This is her coming out party. This is her telling everybody.
That would be awesome.
Julia Roberts and Slash. Yeah. It's just those two.
It's her
two.
New collaboration, yeah, right?
That. I mean, it does say she's a soundtrack artist.
Is she?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's not done a lot of singing. Maybe we just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't.
It's under the table.
The inductees who are scheduled to perform are Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, and Diane Warwick.
Nice.
The ceremony streams live on Disney Plus on October 19th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Then on the January 1st, ABC will air a primetime special of Bigger Moments. The special will be available January 2nd on Disney Plus and Hulu.
All right.
Quite an interesting list this year.
Mm-hmm.
I am a gigantic Mary J. Blige fan, so I'm very happy for her, and I think that's pretty cool. But I don't know if this is going to be one of the more popular ones or not. To be honest, just being blunt.
Yeah, it's an interesting list, though. I have to say, it's very, very, I like it, but then I'm a music nerd, so, that's
you.
Me.
I like it, too. I just wonder mass popularity-wise how big it'll be.
I don't know, maybe Julia Roberts will put it over the top.
Okay, but is it Julia or Julie? Because there is a musician named Julie Roberts.
Oh, I have a Julia. I have Julia.
Is that what
Roberts.
It says on your list?
Okay.
There?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But that's a great point, Melissa.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I had to double check. Yeah. We take a look at an interesting one right here, and we're gonna get into a wheelhouse that maybe I don't know that much about, but then there's a part of it I do actually.
Okay.
Gardeners out there, we're speaking to you right now. When it comes to
foragers unite,
yes. When it comes to gardening playlists on Spotify, one of the most popular artists, in fact, the number one artist on gardening Spotify playlists is Pantera.
Nice.
Speaking of left field things, wow.
So while I know nothing about gardening, I've seen Pantera 4 or 5 times in concert, and I do know them. They're actually second, though, behind Hozier. Hozier is right there at number one, and then Pantera is number two. Could not find a more unique 1 and 2 list.
That's an interesting,
The Lumineers, Post Malone, The Beatles, Fleetwood Mac, Kendrick Lamar, The Garden, and Childish Gambino all make the top artists on gardening playlists.
That's an interesting mix, right? There.
It's because gardeners are interesting.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Rap hip hop is the most popular genre on gardening playlists, followed by pop and rock, metal, and is a little bit ways down. But
now the question I have is, which do the plants prefer?
Oh, good question.
Because I think maybe Melissa, you can speak to this more than I can, but plants respond to sound and music, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
See, now that's what I want to know. I want to know the plants playlist is. That would be more interesting to me.
Well, see, the heavy metal is best played when you're pulling weeds.
Right on, right on.
Because it's just so fulfilling.
pulling weeds and rocking out.
I could see that. I could see that.
No, my favorite new band is The Warning.
Oh,
okay.
And I don't know if you guys have heard
I know a little
of them.
Nope.
They're a Mexican rock band.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's three gals, and they are fantastic.
Awesome.
Really good voices. Yeah, yeah, they're pretty good. So the only time I can think of ever hearing my mother sing is to her plants. That's it. And she used to play a lot. Like, she loves, she's the biggest Carole King fan in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So she played a lot of that and everything. But honestly, I can remember her doing around the house with her plants or out front and messing with her garden. And that's when she would listen to Zeppelin and Cream and a lot of that for her heavy
yeah, metal. The harder stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that was for her. It's like, this is actually, now that I think about it, not that surprising. I find it
that's
a little
great.
Interesting, though.
But I love it.
As Melissa wasn't shocked at all by this, I imagine other gardeners aren't surprised at all about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to send a shout out to our Master Gardeners Club here in the Wood County area. They do amazing work, and a big shout out to them, and encourage people to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
We just missed their plant sale. It happened in September 14th, 15th, but you can always reach out to them.
Yeah. And as far as your question, Seth, I was wondering a similar thing of what is the best music for plants? Plants, according to just an overview of a couple different articles that are out there, Moana Nursery has a really good article if you want to look at what they have there. You can go to moananursery.com. Classical music, jazz, and meditative sounds are what they say are traditionally what really work really well for plants.
Okay, so they're more mellow. Plants are mm-hmm. like to mellow out a little bit. Okay.
Now I was.
That's why metal for weeds, man.
Yeah, metal for weeds.
Metal for weeds, mellow for the rest.
There's not enough metal for plants. We made this whole album just for plants. It's not for humans.
I love that idea.
Rock roots is what we're calling it.
Bum-bum.
New on your small screen this weekend, the greatest at home videos. They're still doing that. The greatest, at home.
Yeah, your funniest home videos.
Yeah. It's still going on.
I used to love watching that show when I was a kid.
It was a pretty good one. The movie Wolves is hitting Apple TV Plus. The action comedy starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt. The trailer looked great to me.
Mm-hmm. Curious about it.
I love watching those two work together. They got great chemistry.
They do have good chemistry.
They are a lot of fun to work together, mm-hmm. I think. Saturday Night Live premieres its 50th season with Gene Smart.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Jelly Roll is going to be the music performer. That's a really good tag right there. That's going to be good. Congratulations to Gene Smart mm-hmm. Getting that opportunity. And how cool is it that WRCT and SNL are celebrating their 50th season?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I did. Wow. How about that? That's
pretty
so cool.
Football Sunday night, Baltimore Ravens versus Buffalo Bills. That should be a really good one. The 35th season premiere of America's Funniest Home Videos premieres this Sunday at 7 o'clock on ABC.
35 years.
That's impressive.
I didn't realize it'd been on that long. Jeez.
But nothing is more impressive than on Sunday at 7 o'clock on Fox, the 36th season premiere of The Simpsons.
Jeez.
The greatest TV show of all time. Time. The Simpsons premieres on Sunday. I'll settle down. I'm so excited.
When are they going to call it quits? Seriously, it's been 30 seconds.
And I cut his mic. We are not...
Literally cut my mic.
I had to physically do it.
If it weren't for the fact they were still making Futurama, then.
The 15th season premiere of Bob's Burgers premieres right after that. You can go check that out. That is what's new on your small screen this weekend.
All right.
Simpsons.
Is there anything that has been on longer?
It is the longest running scripted TV show.
Yes.
By far and away the longest running animated TV show.
Yeah, they beat the Flintstones like 20 years ago, I think.
And they beat Gunsmoke about two or three seasons ago.
Yeah, of the long. It's been super. They have most of the records now.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and the craziest thing about this, and I don't think it's talked about nearly enough, they're more than likely always going to have this record too with the way TV shows are now.
I can't see anyone. The sheer number of episodes, no way.
And every time there's a hit, they either mess it up or they get it off air within five or six seasons. The shows don't stay around. around long anymore. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night is a true story about what happened behind the scenes in the 90s. 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live in October of 1975. That's a TV show we talked about a little bit. Our movie that we talked a little bit about that is premiering this weekend in limited release. The two big ones, though, are Megalopolis, rated R. Francis Ford Coppola wrote, directed, and produced this whole movie.
Financed. With his own money, yep.
And it's his first step into the sci-fi era, like world.
He's never done that before.
Never done anything even close to it. And this movie looks beautiful. It looks amazing. Starring one of the better actors out there today, Adam Driver. Lawrence Fishburne is also in this one.
It's got, in fact, it's got a huge ensemble cast, too.
Audrey Plaza, along with a bunch of other great actors.
Yes.
I cannot wait to see that one. And a big one in theaters this weekend that a lot of people are already hyping up and talking a lot about is The Wild Robot. It's a family movie, rated PG. It's a new one from DreamWorks. The wonderful Lupita Nyong'o is doing the voice of the robot.
Aw, love her. She's great.
Pedro Pascal, Bill Nighy, Mark Hamill, Ving Rhames, all doing voices in this one as well. What looks so beautiful and interesting about this one is there doesn't look like there's hardly any dialogue. It doesn't look like there's a lot. The robot has dialogue, but it's out there in the wild
with a animals, lot of animals. Right, who cannot talk.
Historically, anyway. Kind of an interesting take. It
yes.
looks good.
I know it's based on a children's book, and the only reason I know that is that watching a different movie, my 10-year-old saw it, and he's like, oh, The Wild Robot. And I'm like, how do you know that? It's like, I read the book.
I didn't even know it was based on a book.
Okay, that's cool.
Shipwrecked on a deserted island, mm-hmm. a robot named Roz must learn to adapt to its new surroundings.
There you go.
It looks pretty good. It does look pretty good. And it's great to see a family movie out there this weekend. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to support local as always, and that includes the arts. And we've got a couple of great ones going on with our local community theaters. Get your tickets for Matilda. Ronald Dahl's Matilda is going on with our friends at CWAC. That'll premiere October 25th. I've seen they've been putting a bunch on social media with the cast and these kids. It looks so good, everybody. Get your tickets for that. And that way you're all set and ready for October.
Yes.
And going on tonight, September Final Friday, the one with Steve Martin.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Steve's going to be there. Oh, no.
It's going from 7 to 10 tonight at the Shack at 2952 Minnesota Ave, right in beautiful Stevens Point. This is fun, these things that they do with CWAC. These are always great. And it is should not be lost on our community or our audience out there. You have an opportunity to hang out tonight with one of the greatest entertainers in this state. I put my name on that. I would put Steve's talent up against anybody in this state, anybody in the Midwest for that matter. That is one of the best, finest improvers and actors you are going to come across, and you get a chance to hang out with him tonight from 7 to 10. Go do it, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could even be up on stage with him.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the fun of improv night.
Let me tell you, there's not many people better to be on stage with than that guy. Go ahead and enjoy and find
he's a
out.
A good scene partner.
Really, really is. A complete team player. Complete.
Yep.
Go ahead and find out more and get your tickets for all of this at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. And last night, our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater kicked off their 50th season. Congratulations.
Yes. Yay. 50 seasons. Cheers.
I heard great things about the premiere of Drinking Habits.
Yes. I got a little behind the scenes for everyone. It not only went fabulous, the audience, I was told, was awesome.
Cool.
Almost sold out. Lots of people there. They responded to everything. So great way to start the season and great way to start this run of the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Our football fans out there will get this. We are so starved for football. When it finally gets around, we will watch preseason football. We will
take anything
football
ever.
We can get. I believe that the theater community is very similar and just begging and wanting to get back and seeing main stage shows. I am not surprised to hear a good turnout. Let's keep that going, everybody.
Yes.
We got a show going on tonight at 7 and a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow. And if you don't get a chance this weekend, you'll have a chance next week, Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock shows, a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday to wrap everything up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the cast, the crew of Drinking Habits. Mm-hmm. Have a great run, break a leg, enjoy yourselves, and get your tickets, everybody, at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to get into a fun one here, an interesting one, I'll say. Simple pieces of advice that significantly can improve people's lives.
Simple.
Okay.
Improve.
Simple. We're going simple.
There you go.
And non-complex, which means I will be backing off. I'm just going to let you guys cover that one. It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands.
Got some advice for you, everybody. Take it or leave it. No, this is an interesting article here that came across. People on social media are sharing simple pieces of advice that have significantly improved their lives. So this is almost life hacks, but, mm-hmm. you know, with just done in more just with words.
General easy stuff, right?
Yeah. And I did not pre-read any of this, but I just glancing at some of it, it is really very basic stuff. I'm not expecting anybody to necessarily be blown away, but sometimes it's the simplest quotes. It's the most basic things mm-hmm. that really do stick. So right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go through these, and we'll tear them apart. No, I'm joking. We'll get into them as we read them and everything. And I don't believe these are in any particular order or anything, so I'll just go right from the top. If you can't beat the fear, do it scared.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
I have done that many times.
Yes.
I can put that on my tombstone practically. That's just me eating, let alone. That's such a good one. That is a really good one.
Yep.
And oftentimes I think that I will say that while in that fear, I have found braveness. I have mm-hmm. found the ability. I think a lot of people grow up and they're afraid of the dark. And I remember being a kid and being in the city, and I was really nervous about being out in the city during the day or during late at night. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Johnson, we're walking past an alley, and he says, "Look at that alley. And it looks like as dark as anything has ever looked." And he's like, "Well, come on, walk in there with me." We walk in and we get into the middle of the alley, and the moon's coming down, and it's actually kind of bright in there. And it just wasn't nearly as dark as it seemed. Mm. Once I walked into that literal darkness and realized, oh, it's actually a little brighter in here than you would think, that was a huge eye-opener for me as a kid.
That's a great metaphor, too.
Yeah, it really does. Talk yourself into doing things by saying, "Just do it as a joke."
Fool yourself, in other words. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you I'd do this, Seth, just the other day.
That's true. That's true.
That's pretty good.
Sometimes when I don't want to make a phone call, I tell myself, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to look at the contact number and oh, whoops, oh,
whoops,
I
dialed.
Button.
Yeah.
Dang it. Now I got to finish the call.
That's great, Melissa.
I love that. That is very cool.
That's a good one. And I do think that there's something to be said for conning yourself. I mean, you know,
our brains are doing it to us all the time. Let's
exactly.
do it back.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Brain.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's what I say all the time about spin. Why should politicians be the only ones that can spin things? Spin
That's
it
right.
for yourself in your own head. Wow. It's better to ask stupid than to do stupid.
Mm, oh, yes. 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
Act or ask?
Ask. It's better to ask stupid than to do stupid.
If you ask the stupid question, what you think may be a stupid question, instead of doing something stupid by not asking the stupid question.
Gotcha. That may. Okay.
That's they wrote that
I
really weird. But
that's what it meant. But mm-hmm. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, well, nicely done, Seth. Because I'm just sitting there on that one. Like, what are they trying? Did they just insult me?
Someone who's done
there
that,
is no stupid questions. Yeah,
as someone who's done that on multiple occasions, I can say it's better to ask.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Yep.
You can't control the emotions you feel, but you can control the actions you do regarding those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we need to help our little ones learn when they're little. Because if you don't learn it when you're little, guess what?
Yeah.
Keeps going.
It continues.
It continues.
So and you can learn it at any point in your life. I'm not saying if you mm-hmm. didn't learn it when you're little, you're SOL.
It's a lot harder, though. Yeah.
It is harder, but it's doable.
It is.
It just takes effort. Mm-hmm. Like anything, you know.
You mean any other kind of action that you do? Wow.
Here's an interesting one. Never accept criticism from someone you wouldn't accept advice from.
That's a good one.
That one hit me. That one,
wow.
Ooh, I never thought about that before. Ooh, that really hit me.
For us people pleasers, that's a real, real eye opener.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be a game changer, actually. Like, I the more I think of now that it's just hitting, wow, that really does.
That's interesting.
That is a good one right there. I like that. And I think, again, very noteworthy, very, mm-hmm. a very meaningful one there. Let's see. You don't want to enter your golden years thinking that you spent your life worrying about things that might happen, but never did.
Yeah, that's a terrible... Nothing... I
and
regret everything.
Has entered the chat.
Yes. how often do we try to predict the future? You know, and by that, I don't mean like getting lottery numbers or anything. I mean, oh, God, what happens when this happens or if this happens? What happens if this happens? Mm-hmm. What happens if that happens? And we're talking about things that could be happening in months or never happening or, you know, not even in our lifetimes or our children's lifetimes might happen. But we can tend to worry about whether it's on a large scale or a small scale. We worry about things and we try to predict the future, whether we're realizing we're trying to predict the future or not. Mm-hmm. And nobody can predict the future.
That's right.
No. I mean, there's something to be said for preparing, you know, for eventualities, but you don't need to take it to an extreme.
Well, I'm glad you added that last one, because I'm like, I always knew you were a prepper, Melissa. Just
well, you know, when you're raised that way, it's hard to break out of it.
Hard to break some of those old habits.
Don't talk so to me true. About the 27 cans of green beans I have in my cupboard,
Seth. Right, yeah.
Y2K is going to get you.
Or the list of plans I have for things that will never happen. Yes.
Preparing for the zombie apocalypse, yes.
And to that point, this one might be a noteworthy for some of us. I know this is one that I need to take a note. Self-abuse is also abuse. Talk kindly to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Don't talk to yourself the way you wouldn't talk to your best friend.
Exactly.
That's a good one. Don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel.
I like how they put that. That is a good way of putting that. Yes.
So basically, people's lives on Facebook are not what's actually happening.
No.
So don't let it make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melissa.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right.
Now, that one I completely understood because of the metaphor they used it in. Completely understood that one. It's okay to be jealous of someone, but you have to be jealous of the whole package, not just part. For example, if you want to be jealous of their nice house, you have to be jealous of the soul-crushing job, too, or the mortgage that they have or something. So I like the meaning and sentiment behind this one. You look at the Joneses and they have it so much better. But think about it. What is going on at the Joneses, or what do they deal with that you don't deal with or something?
So much that we don't know.
Right. That's it. That's
about
it.
Other people's lives.
I'm telling you, there's two things here. First of all, I'm kind of a little bit on that one. It's like, do we have to feel jealous? I mean, you know, I mean, it's a natural thing. Oh, people have things that I don't have, but I tend to feel like, well, good for you. You know, you're doing what you're doing, and you got what you wanted, kind of thing.
It's
as long as you're not hurting
positive
people.
Positive emotion,
yeah.
At all.
Right.
Jealousy can eat you up.
Yes,
and there's no. To dwell in that feeling, I don't think is healthy. To acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm feeling these feelings, but I need to think about the whole package. I think that's what this recommendation is.
And that makes sense. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Right now.
That's a good one. And a little, I think that's one we've kind of heard similar ones of.
It's very, yeah, that's a pretty standard one.
That brings the Sarah Silverman skit to mind of.
Yes.
Blows my mind. Did you know? Squirrels don't find 80% of the acorns, the seeds they plant. Or they put, because they planted them, they turn into trees.
So good. It's such a good line. I love the way she delivers it too. It's
oh
so good.
My God!
Well, and that was a very poor imitation because I saw it once.
It was good though.
You did your best,
if you only see it once. I thought that was pretty good. Don't light yourself on fire to keep others warm.
Yes.
No, that's one of those ones where both parts of the advice are good. You know, even if you're just listening to the first part.
Right. Don't light yourself on fire. Check.
We'd like to make this PSA right now. Make sure that, you know, keep that in mind, everybody. That's a pretty good one. Certainly, you have to take care of your own backyard before you can take care of others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Try to be the person you needed when you were younger.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's easily my favorite one on here.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. That's it. And that's a reminder to all of us as we get older and we forget more and more what it was like to be young.
Yep.
It's a good one to keep in mind.
It's an interesting exercise to think about the people that influenced you when you were younger and how those relationships changed or developed over the years, what it meant to you, and then what you saw it meant to them by their either continued investment in your life or their lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. And got this one right here to kind of wrap things up. The biggest lie we tell ourselves every day is, You know, I don't need to write that down. I got this. I'll remember it.
Oh, no. Oh, fail. Oh.
Nope, no.
Always write it down. Always.
I got this. I'm going to. What was I going to do?
And the answer is always plants.
It's plants.
Oh, well, that makes it more a little plants. Easier to remember. Okay, I can remember that. I can remember that. We got some fun stuff still coming up for you, everybody. How about we get into the best breakfast cereals of all time?
Ooh, that will not start any arguments at all.
None.
No. Nope.
None.
It's Kix.
Nicely done, Melissa.
You gotta wait, Melissa. You gotta wait for the thing.
No, I don't wait. Have you not learned this? Yeah. I have no patience.
That's very true.
It's kind of her thing. It's kind of. We want to hear from you guys too. What are your favorite breakfast cereals? We'll be getting into that when we come back after our news break here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Three cool cats walking in. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We appreciate the company. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Let's go ahead. They hung up on us. Good morning, you there?
No, they hung up. I think they're gone.
We had a call from way out of town coming in, and I was hoping to get to it, but they called right during the news break, so we couldn't go. Not going to interrupt our news. I can't do that, but please feel free to call back, everybody. We'd love to hear from you.
Please do.
715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, especially if you want to talk about your favorite cereal.
Oh, here we go.
Not every cereal that comes out since the late 1800s has tasted good, and some are better than others. But it's a Friday, so let's focus on the good stuff, right?
All right.
Complex.com, which I'd never heard of before, created a list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time. and I hope you've had your coffee because it might inspire some debate, especially when I look at the top couple of ones here. I did not pre-look at this list, but just glancing at it right now. Now, they did give us the top 50. We'll go from the 20 up. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
We'll see that. And then if we want to look for some outside the lines, ones that didn't quite make the cut.
Didn't make the cut.
Honey O's comes in at number 20.
Honey O's.
Introduced in 1980.
Wow. I didn't realize that was...
I don't know if I've ever had... Maybe once.
That's more recent than I thought.
Them.
Yeah.
French Toast Crunch comes in at number 19. That was introduced in 1996.
As a variation of... Sorry. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Sorry, never mind. Yeah. I'm confused there for a minute.
My number one, but it shows up at number 18 on here, Cocoa Pebbles. Introduced in 1971, the only cereal that gives you chocolate milk afterwards.
That's right.
Cocoa Puffs does, too.
Yeah, that's true. Anything with cocoa on it,
There's a couple of them that do, actually.
Cocoa Pebbles are the best.
They're good.
Number 17, Wheaties.
Ah.
Introduced in 1921.
Wow, one of the older ones. Man, I ate lots of Wheaties when I was a kid. I really enjoyed Wheaties. Plus, that was back in the day when you had the sports people on the box of Wheaties. That was a thing to be on the box of Wheaties. Thing. Yeah,
I can remember sitting there eating a bowl of Wheaties and looking at Mary Lou Retton or Carl Lewis. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I remember that. That's such a good reference.
Those were awesome.
Let's go ahead and check in with the smartest people we know, our listeners. See what I did there?
Yeah, not bad.
Good morning. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I like Cheerios, but before I put the Cheerios in the bowl, I start with over an inch of berries and nuts and raisins and craisins and cherries, I guess it is. Almonds, pecans, walnuts.
That's the way to do it.
Over an inch of that stuff first.
Wow.
Before I put half a cup of Cheerios in there.
Now, this is how you actually eat the correct amount of cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's by putting fruit and stuff in there, right?
Yeah. Right. That's the only way
you could actually
have a meal with it.
I hope people are writing that down, because that's a great way to eat that. That's a great way.
Great advice.
My dad does a similar thing just with bananas. He puts a ton of bananas on there. Okay, That's a great meal, sir. That's a great breakfast.
Thank you.
You have a great morning, sir. Always good to hear from you. Thank you. Best listeners in radio. Appreciate you. That was a good one.
That was excellent.
I've never actually put them on the bottom. That's smart.
That makes sense, though. Yeah.
You don't add too much cereal.
Mm-hmm.
You get the good stuff.
Just top it off.
And then top it off with the crunchies.
That's one of the smarter listeners we have had over the years.
That's a great idea.
I'm not surprised coming from him. Rice Krispie Treat cereal comes in at number 16. That was introduced in 1993.
What?
Yes, they did. I remember that. Yes. Why is it so high on the list, though?
Yeah. No kidding. Why not just Rice Krispies?
Yeah. Because they're awful?
No, those were some of my... That was a special treat when I was a kid that we got.
My dad likes to call them Rice Creepies.
I'm not...
The Snap, Crackle, Pop. Come on.
The cereal that talks to you.
See? Creepy.
I'm actually not seeing Rice Krispies on the top of the list here. So,
that's probably farther down. I'm telling you.
Interesting. Captain Crunch, oops, all berries, introduced in 97. All berries,
yes. That's the only one you want to eat because it won't actually tear up your mouth like regular Captain Crunch.
That's so hilarious. I've always felt the tagline for Captain Crunch, when you want a cereal that hurts you. There's nobody who doesn't get to the
inside
of mouth.
If you have a need for mouth sores.
Yes, yes. Have you ever wanted to know if the inside of your, or the top of your roof of your mouth, how strong it is? Yes. Find out with Captain Crunch. I do like Captain
Crunch. Well,
Crunch
is in the title, I guess. So, yeah.
And the peanut butter one is especially good.
I do like Captain Crunch. I am a fan. Trix cereal comes... I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Melissa?
Me too.
Trix cereal comes in at number 14, introduced in 1954.
Oh, that was a little bit older. I ate that quite a bit when I was a kid. I remember eating a lot of Trix.
We had it a couple times.
Trix are for kids.
Yeah.
Trix are for kids.
I bet one of the best mascots. Trix definitely one of the best.
The Trix rabbit? I don't even know what his name is, but
Yeah, what is the Trix rabbit's name? That's a good question. Yeah. At number 13, one of my favorites, Golden Grahams.
Oh, them
yes,
Golden
that
Grahams.
Is also one of my favorites.
Created in 1976. This was when my mother would try to get us to eat healthy. I used to think that Golden Grahams were.
Well, they would be without all the sugar in the...
Right, yeah. She did not buy that. She was smarter than that. Honey Smacks comes in at number 12, introduced in 1953. I forgot about Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Those were good.
I am... You know
I
what?
Never had those.
We're going through all these. All I can think about is the commercials when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
How awful. Man, did they get it? Did they get us with those?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Definitely.
Doing that to kids?
Yep.
Shame on you.
Marketers, man, they had us nailed. In the 80s. Oh. They definitely. Cookie Crisp comes in at number 11, introduced in 1977.
Cookie Crisp.
Oh, see?
Nicely
ads.
Done. Nicely done, Melissa.
But that was good, I have to admit. Yes.
That was good. Perfectly done.
Well, he's on the second tier of cereal mascots, though, the wolf dude from Cookie Crisp.
I mean, that's a
tier.
Man, there's another great one we have to have. The greatest cereal mascots.
Yes.
Oh, we got to have that conversation.
And it looks like the Trix Rabbit doesn't officially have a name. He was also known as Silly Rabbit or Trix.
Oh, like, his name was the cereal?
T-R-I-C-K-S.
Oh, like Trix Rabbit?
Tricky things.
Yeah. Interesting.
And fails every time. He never,
because tricks are for kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Not rabbits.
We look at the, Cocoa Crisps are great. You got a whole cookie.
that's right.
Cocoa Puffs coming in number 10, introduced in 1958.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
So Cocoa Puffs are way older than Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They are.
Honey Bunches of Oats come in at number 9.
Not bad.
I have a box of generic Honey Bunches of Oats in my cupboard right now.
That's a pretty good cereal. Yeah. I like it.
It is good cereal. And this particular brand has almonds in it.
There's something about honey in milk that goes really, really, really good.
Milk and honey.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Lucky Charms comes in at number 8. Lucky Charms introduced in 1964.
Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms.
I wanted those, but I'd always pick out the marshmallows first, and then you're left with really boring cereal that doesn't have the shapes of the what are they? They're not shapes. Mm.
Melissa, you should have just stuck with Cheerios.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
that's all.
I ate the marshmallows.
Oh, okay.
You just ate them that milky. I get it. Okay.
No, I'd eat them out of the cereal, out of my bowl.
Oh, you ate them
with
first.
With a spoon. I'd eat the marshmallows first.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Again.
And then I'm left with just
one day.
Cereal. And
she will learn patience one day.
Lightly pastel in color.
It's interesting. Number 7, Frosted Flakes, introduced in 1952. I do believe the oldest one on this list.
Except for Wheaties.
Some of my favorites.
Yeah, they're great. Oh. You know, the one of my favorite all-time
Tony
voice
Tiger.
Actors. Yes. I forgot his name. Tony J. Tony J from the Britain. He had one of the deepest voices of all time. Yeah. You've heard his voice doing lots of stuff, but he was Tony Tiger. That's right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Creator Sam Goldsmith.
Cool.
Oh, wow, I didn't know Sam did that.
Yeah,
oh,
nice. Wow.
Great voice actor. Frosted Flakes will always be in my top five. I love Frosted Flakes. Mm. Applejack's coming in at number six, introduced in 1965. A sneaky good one.
Wow, that's way higher than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And that will turn your milk pink.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Remember when they started doing apple cinnamon? They're Appalicious and Cinnamon Credible.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Again, nothing but ads. I'm telling you.
Fruit Loops, introduced in 1963, cracks the top five.
I love Fruit Loops.
Great.
I like them without milk. Like, you just eat them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. A lot of people like to just snack on them.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
And another great mascot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At number four, Oreos. Introduced in 1997, and this is the first one that I have not had. I have not had Oreo cereal.
I'm trying to remember.
Why would you have Oreo cereal? Yeah.
I'd much rather just take an Oreo and dunk
Oreo.
It.
Oreo, yeah.
Well, it makes sense, you know, on paper, you know, milk, Oreos, yeah, right? Yeah, 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 go really good together, yeah. But...
Man, and it cracked the top five. Wow.
Yeah, they were just trying to jump on the Cookie Crisp bandwagon.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If chocolate chip cookies can do it, we can do it with any cookie.
That's true.
I like the idea of it's just a box.
Snickerdoodles cereal.
It's basically just Oreos they just dumped in a cereal box. Like, they didn't even try. They didn't even try.
Just smashed it with a hammer.
Captain Crunch Berries, introduced in 67, comes in at number three.
Mm.
Yeah.
So another one of my all-time favorite voice actors was Captain Crunch. That was Dawes Butler, who was probably best known as Elroy on the Jetsons.
Wow.
But he was so many characters, yes.
At number two, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Hey.
Oh.
Introduced in 79.
Honey Nut Cheerio B. I think that's his name. Mm. It's just the Honey Nut Cheerio B. Yeah.
Some of these mascots, they didn't really try very
hard. They didn't,
hard.
Not with the names. Yeah, they just kind of threw them out there.
As a side note, Cheerios comes in at number 31. So Cheerios
the regular Cheerios.
Yeah, yeah.
Boring old
the
Cheerios.
The Honey Nut Cheerios are so much better. No. Hey. They're, in 2000, he didn't have a name until 2000.
Oh. But
Christine Tong, a fifth grade student from Coolidge, Texas, won a national contest to name him, and she named him Busby.
Oh, Busby. Okay, that makes sense.
That's pretty good.
Since 2000.
Yep, there you go.
For the past 24 years, he's had a name.
And at number one on the list, and sure to create some friction out there for some, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, introduced in 1984.
How did cornflakes not even make the list?
That's a little
crazy. I'm guessing they're down on the bottom somewhere in the 50s, in the 40s, something like that.
That's the cereal we ate when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I always buy generic cornflakes.
Anymore, that's all I eat is boring cereal. You know, I eat cornflakes. I eat Chex, you know?
Yeah.
Really, really lame
stuff.
Bran flakes. Okay, that's even more boring.
Raisin Bran. I will sometimes
Raisin Bran. I'm surprised Raisin Bran wasn't higher.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like one that people...
you can add whatever fruit you want to it.
Ooh.
That's true. That's true.
I add my own raisins, then I can, you know, put in as many as I want.
Cornflakes came in at number 44.
So they were in the top 50. So, yep. Right, you're still good there.
And at the number 50 was Frosted Mini Wheats.
I love those.
I buy those every now and then. Mm.
Yep.
I forgot about waffle crisps.
They still make it. It's still out there. I had some not that long ago, actually.
And you guys, my staff here and you out there, giving you some homework this Friday.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, but I gotta give you some homework. On Monday, the three of us, along with all of you out there, will be getting into the most popular cereal mascots of all time.
Okay, see now we got it. Now we're getting into some really hairy...
The meat of the topic. Yeah.
We're so wrong.
We'll discuss that more on Monday.
The Flintstones count. They were already a thing. Do they count it? No.
For now, we will take a time out.
Arguments for Monday.
We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Argument Mondays. I like that. Argument Mondays. That's good. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Going to take it to the top of the hour, wrap up the week. Melissa, Seth, and James here, and the best listeners in radio.
Closing time. And let you out into the world.
We hope you had a fun week. We sure did. Thanks so much to everybody who has joined us on the air this week. We appreciate every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have good stuff lined up for you throughout the weekend. Going to get to that in a moment. But we're wrapping up the show with some good stories of the day. And one of them that I don't know if I haven't really heard anybody covering or anything, but it does come to us from Wisconsin Public Radio. One of our favorite local zoos, our zoos here in Wisconsin, the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison, it gets to keep its
accreditation.
After a few tumultuous years, Dane County's Henry Vilas Zoo will remain accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, or AZA.
Okay.
The AZA is a nonprofit that accredits over 200 zoos and aquariums nationwide, including the Henry Vilas Zoo, since 1976.
Okay. Mm.
There was, I don't think that this is necessarily was in danger of not happening, but you just never know, and especially where things are being cut left and right, it can be a bit worrisome. It is important to note that this happens in part and major part because all the volunteers that are over there and came back year after year. They keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Literally 100%. 100% of their volunteers keep coming back.
Wow.
And as somebody who has enjoyed that zoo year after year, and I know many, many of you out there, Halloween is coming up. One of the best places to spend Halloween is that zoo. It is much fun. A big shout out, big thank you to everybody over there. And a shout out to our friends in Madison, because that's a fun, wonderful zoo, man.
And it's free.
Yes.
That's what the best part of it is, that it's such a great zoo and it's free.
And it gets to stay free thanks to stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
We got a lot of local good things going on, so I want to make sure we have time for that and get right into it. And first up, I want to remind you that we have a great lineup for you today throughout the Civic Media afternoon, and we want you to be listening to our wonderful family members here at Civic Media, and also listening for your final day to win the statewide Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Yeah, woo!
If you haven't won yet, today's your day.
Jane and Greg will have that word for you in the 11 a.m. hour. Be listening for that. A little bit.
And call in her hour because they're neck and neck with Todd.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Getting some bragging rights.
Although our numbers weren't too bad, you guys. I was impressed.
Yeah, we were doing all right.
Considering that those are statewide shows and we're only in our market, we're doing great. Our listeners are awesome.
Yeah, yes. We appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for giving us some bragging rights. And we want you to get some winning in. You can win some cash or gold today by listening for those keywords at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. Text it to us through the Civic Media app and get in on the winning, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
A big thank you to everybody who has downloaded the app and played along.
Mm-hmm.
Great afternoon of stuff for you today. We'll join us for Midday Magazine. It's our last one of the week. We say a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the work that she does getting this schedule in for us.
Mm-hmm.
In part one at 4 o'clock today, we are going to speak with Bettina. She is the Elder Benefit Specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Very nice.
And we'll wrap up the week with Ronald Rasmussen, Superintendent at Wisconsin Breakfast Public Schools. We're going to have Tina Wallner in with us, Grove Elementary principal.
Nice.
Oh, wonderful.
Great for an update. Beginning of the year, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I got some great things going on over at Grove School. We'll be talking about those.
Mm-hmm.
Later today, Playmakers from 5 to 6. Join us for our live sports talk show. We're looking forward to hanging out with you. Seth will be with us for a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
And getting ready for our, because we're going to tailgate you right up to high school football at 6:50 on 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa hosting Waupun.
That's right. Our first Nakusa game of the year. They are having a pretty darn good season so far. So we're lucky to get in there. Mike Comer on the call tonight. So tune in, everyone. It's going to be a great game.
Is this their homecoming game?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I think they. I thought the homecoming parade is happening here.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Head on over to Nakusa and roll paper makers.
Yes.
Tomorrow we got Badger football for you at 12:30. Wisconsin Badgers hosting USC. That should be a good one. And it's a Big Ten matchup, oddly enough.
Weirdly enough.
That'll be interesting. That'll be a good one. And we'll have Over the Back Fence tomorrow then.
Yes, we will. Yay. From 11 to noon, I will be here taking your calls.
Join Seth for that, everybody, and spread the word about that show and our weekend lineup, because not only do we have great stuff with the Sunshine Polka Show Saturdays at 7 o'clock with our man Tim Hubbelt, Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 o'clock with the great Terry Lemron, brought to us by our friends at Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check out those shows. But, of course, on Sunday night, we have a great lineup for you. This week, 5 to 6, join us for Director's Cut. Brand new episode lined up for you. We had Brittany Merlot join us this week. It was a lot of fun talking with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa's going to join us to wrap up.
Yeah, I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
A weather-themed director's cut this week, which is it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
It's going to be a great episode. Be sure to check out that one. And then from 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music.
That's right.
Brand. What's your theme?
My theme this week is kids or children, depending on which you want. It's both. Both kids and children.
Yeah.
Kids so, because they're so different.
So they're so different, you know, whichever you prefer. No. Songs about kids, that's what the show is going to be. By the way, this is show number 99.
Ooh.
So the next show I do is going to be number 100.
Do you have a theme in mind? Can you give us a teaser?
I am still racking my brain trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I'll come up with something, but man, it's like, what do I do for 100 shows? I don't
know. Songs that landed 100 on the charts.
Mm. I could do that.
That's
boy.
That's not bad.
That might be even more obscure for even me. I don't know.
Got a brand new episode of Unlabeled for you as well from 8 to 9 this Sunday. Be sure to join us for this one. It is the best of 91.
Yes.
Class of 91. This is side A of side A and B.
Yes.
Songs that came out in 1991, some forgotten hits, some wonderful hits from there.
Good stuff.
We're looking forward to that. Join us for a great weekend lineup, everybody, and spread the word about these. Keep in mind, we've got some great things going on this weekend. Going on today, it's their second day of the free community exchange happening at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is open to the public. All are welcome. All items have been generously donated. They're accepting non-perishable food items and personal hygiene products. If you want to donate those, that'd be greatly appreciated. From 9 to noon today, going on over to the ODC and find what you could use.
Yes.
And a memorial service to honor the memories of firefighters and EMS personnel who have passed away in the line of duty in the state of Wisconsin is going on this weekend. Tomorrow, the final alarm will be at 3:33.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of our most meaningful, impactful moments we do in this community. Encourage all that can attend to be over at the Wisconsin Rads Fire and EMS Memorial in Ben Hansen Park. Tomorrow, 3:33 is when that will take place.
Indeed.
And a big thank you to everybody a part of that one. We greatly appreciate the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll process through the streets of Wisconsin Rapids at 7.
Silently.
With the red lights flashing.
Yep. Yeah.
And here's a social media trend we could all get behind. People are leaving $100 gift cards in boxes of diapers at department stores just to help out new parents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That is amazing.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
And that is one of the cooler stories I have heard in a very long time, man.
Very nice.
That is just amazing to do that. How cool would that feel not only to be able to do that, but to receive something like that?
Man. People helping people. Yeah.
That is not just what we're all about. That is what our world is all about, everybody. Be the good and have yourself a good weekend. Be good to each other out there. Mm-hmm. You too. Great week. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, man.
You too, James.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you next week with some more fun. Get those cereal mascots in handy and get ready. And have a good weekend. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.